Good day, whatever time of day you're checking this out and listening. Pray with us today for Chino Hills, not to be confused with Chino. The city borders LA County on its north, Orange County to its south, and Riverside County to the southeast. Nearby cities are Brea, Covina, Placentia, Norco, and Rancho Cucamonga. It was ranked 68th in the Money magazine Best Places to Live in 2005. Sixth highest income place in the United States. And it was ranked the 13th safest city in the U.S. by the FBI. Yeah, Chino Hills is part of the Chino Valley, featured as 87th of America's hottest towns in the January 2004 issue of Money magazine. Chino Hills was ranked 8th on the list of best places in the West with a population under 100,000. Their population is about 83,000. They have a median household income of 108,000. You heard me right. The average number of people in a house is 3. Now here's something unique to our county. 41% of the people are Asian, 29% white, 28% Hispanic, 25% 2 or more, 4% African American. The average age is young at only 32, and 1/3 of the population is under 18. They have 2,500 veterans. And the median value for a property was $622,000. 75% own their homes. Most people drive alone to work, and the average commute time is 37 minutes. And most people have 2 cars per household. It was incorporated in 1991, this beautiful rolling hills where there were ranches and homesteaders and a handful of property owners appreciating that. But at the time, majority of people that lived there were red-tailed hawks, mule-eared deer, ground squirrels, etc. In 1907, the Boys Republic made Chino Hills its home, and during the 20s and 30s, Sleepy Hollow became a perfect weekend getaway, a summer resort with cabins, which are still in use today. After World War II, they became newer dwellings and permanent residences. Then came the Los Serranos Golf and Country Club, which opened in 1925. People were able to get some land, and then it was later sold and is now owned by the family of the tennis legend Jack Cramer, who passed away in 2009. The beauty of the area became preserved in a Chino Hills State Park, a grassroots organization known as Hills for Everyone, and it became the largest California state park located in an urban setting. Over the next few decades, the people that lived there, the residents, wanted to protect the land. And so they got together with some leaders and created a first-time initiated development called the Chino Hills Specific Plan that the County of San Bernardino approved in 1979. This would prevent that major building from happening. And it was designed for an unincorporated, and it was the first in the state of California to be designed for an unincorporated area. They created a citizens advisory committee and put it to work with 150 property owners helping to develop and implement it. So as you can see, they've been in the news quite a bit. And their motto, welcome to the city of Chino Hills, it's a lifestyle. Their current air quality is not very good due to the high traffic and smog. They have had some recent earthquakes, so they are not out of the woods for that. So we pray, God, that you would oversee those things and help their city council be effective in looking for ways to help in terms of any kind of major environmental issue affecting them, and to look for ways to diminish the air or improve the air quality. We pray for the major employers that they would find ways to get people to continue to work there. Kaiser, Costco, Lowe's, Boys Republic, City of Chino Hills, Albertsons, Chino Hills Fire District, Lucille's Smokehouse Barbecue, yum yum, Western Waterworks, Harkins Theaters. And then we pray, God, that the city council will uphold the ethics and high standards and use the money wisely in casting vision and protecting the area. We pray for the Chino Valley Unified School District that is shared with the city of Chino. And we pray for them to have high standards in their teaching, that parents would rise up and speak against the woke, the LGBTQ, and the CRT curriculum that is trying to be pushed upon the students. We pray for students to rise up in all areas, that there would be afternoon and during school clubs that kids could participate in that speak the name of Jesus, Christian clubs. We also pray for the Christian schools. There are not very many in Chino Hills. We pray that they would increase and that they would be free to share the gospel. The crime grade is the best I've seen in our county so far. B+. Yeah, you heard me right. B minus for violent, B+ for property, and B for overall. A crime occurs every 6 hours because of the number, most likely. The top crimes are vandalism at only 4%, theft at 3.9%, and vehicle theft at 3.3%. These are low numbers. The poverty rate, get this, 6.3%. We thank you, God, that their crime is low. And we are also thankful that they are the third lowest poverty rate in San Bernardino County. One out of every 16 people live in poverty there. They have 51 people in COVID right now that have COVID as of today. So we pray, God, that they would recover quickly and that they would be able to come home if they're not already, and that no one would die. We pray for the churches there. We pray for intercessors to arise and pray until they see an awakening in the believers. The problem when there is everything good is sometimes believers get into a place of comfort. So we pray, God, that you keep them on the edge of their seat, wanting to have fresh fire, that we would send more laborers for the harvest, more evangelical churches to reach the lost with new and creative ways, that people would not get caught up in the cares of this life, but remain focused on serving you, Lord. We pray they're not drawn to the busyness from the suburb life, but look for ways to share their faith in the activities that they tend to go to, in the place called the shops where many of them shop, that they would have an increased hunger for the word and be active in their church and community in sharing their faith and testimonies. We pray because it's such a wealthy city that they would be free and generous in giving to other ministries. In Jesus' name.